5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. Today is Saturday, and you know what that means. That means that I'm Tobe, am watching my football games at the same time as I'm doing my little radio show here. And we're streaming along at 300 baud. In calendar news, we are 10 days away from Groundhog Day, so you might want to start getting your moth spotting gear ready, because February 2nd, that will be our first opportunity of 2016 to spot a moth. In weather news, apparently the United States, or at least part of it, is being hit by a massive snowstorm. So if you're in a massive snowstorm right now, well, hunker down. And if you're not in a major snowstorm right now, all the better. Funny thing is when did they start naming snowstorms? You know, for as long as I can remember, they've named hurricanes. That was sort of the traditionally named storm. Now it seems like every storm is getting a name, and as usual, these names are very boring and dumb. Like this big storm that's pounding whoever, they're calling it Jonas. And no, that's not working for me. If you've got this big, horrible storm, you need to call it Impending Doom Monster from Hell. And that's why I think I should be the weather namer. The NWS needs to hire me, or the NOAA needs to hire me to work out of my home, and whenever they need a name for a storm, they call me up. And they say, hey, Tobe, we need a name for this giant hurricane that's about to hit Cuba. And no, we can't name it Tobe. We already named 14 storms that, so you have to think of a new one. And then I would think of a new name for a storm. And I would do this job pretty cheap, probably for around $20,000 a year.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can help me.
Information. Can I help you?
In cat news, I received a postcard in the mail, or more accurately, my cat got a postcard in the mail, stating that it was time for her dental checkup, and that she needs to get her teeth cleaned, and teeth cleaning services are 10% off the month of February or whatever. So, looks like we're gonna go to the kitty dentist pretty soon. That ought to be really fun. And speaking of fun, why don't you give this a listen?
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Tonight I'm gonna sing and dance, be wild and free, and like the candle. Tonight I'm gonna sing and dance, be wild, be free, and light a candle for the goddess of the sea. Batucada is on, batucada, come on, what good dance and the dawn, falling the sea, batucada, batucada, lai, lai, do, da, batucada, batucada, lai, lai, do, da, a batucada vem surgindo, vem com vento, ficou, a batucada vem surgindo, vem com vento, ficou.
I'm Tobe. Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm glad you've joined us on this Saturday. I'm having a fun time being on the radio and watching my football like I do every Saturday. And you know what? I'm starting to get one of those weird cravings that I have. I am hungry for a tube of cinnamon rolls. And you know what I'm talking about. That tube of poppin' fresh dough that you slam on the edge of your counter and it goes foom. And then you untwist it, you take the raw cinnamon roll dough out, you put it in a pan, you put it in your oven. Next thing you know, 14 to 16 minutes later, you have a pan full of cinnamon rolls. So, what am I going to do? I do believe that I have a tube of cinnamon rolls in the refrigerator as I speak. But when am I going to be able to put them in? Oh, good thing halftime of football games is 15 minutes long. Just long enough to throw in a pan full of cinnamon rolls. And when this game goes to halftime, I'm going to do some baking. But in a way, I feel terrible for eating cinnamon rolls because the traditional hot baked food item to eat during a winter football game is a pie. I don't have any pies. I have no chicken balti pies. What am I going to do? Probably going to need to order some from England. No, wait, I just remembered. Somebody told me recently that you can buy chicken balti pies somewhere, and now that I'm thinking about it, I think they said Trader Joe's. So I might be having to run over to Trader Joe's to pick me up a six-pack of chicken balti pies. If you are, in fact, unfamiliar with a chicken balti pie, I suggest you look it up. Balti is spelled B-A-L-T-I. Oh, I realize I'm fun, but more importantly, I'm hungry, thinking about these pies and cinnamon rolls and stuff. Jeez, I should never have brought it up. I need to stop thinking about food, so let's listen to some more music.
saved an aging of John Terry, example 2, Star Trek, the deadly years, Roger Courtois would have saved that!
Terry and Cahill, less defending, more flinching. I take no pleasure in this. The accelerated aging of John Terry, example 3, Courtois would have saved that.
I missed it, guys. Try it again. Hi, I'm Eddie Idle. I-D-L-E. No, it's not my real name. Before this, I was Chaney Link in the prisons. That wasn't my real name either.
Give me an E.
I guess that wasn't a very good name. Probably because I thought of it before I found Mertz.
That's right, Eddie. We love you.
Everything was bad then, before Mertz. We couldn't get any material to perform. And arguments broke out on stage. Guys were taking equipment home, not bringing it back. Maybe you read about it.
No, hate each other.
The prisms. You guys aren't even the prisms. Well, anyway.
I'm sorry, Eddie, I wasn't following.
These guys don't even read.
That sucks.
Yeah. Then I happened to buy a tin of Mertz, the tiny brain-shaped tablet that makes up your mind. Well, that changed everything, I guess. I ditched the band. I changed my name, got these guys together, switched to keyboards. Now I'm Eddie Idle, completely famous, with a future that's economically secure.
That's gonna be a great song.
You know, you guys can get your life in gear too, but first, you've gotta get your mind in gear with Mertz. Mertz makes up your mind. Okay, guys, let's do another take on Rolling Down the River.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
We're back. You're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, the daily meeting of which you are listening to right now. In football news, I was just checking out the championship table. That means, what does that mean? Well, you gotta understand, in England, there's the English Premier League. Well, the league right below the Premier League is called the Championship League. And I was just looking at it to see who's in position to be promoted for next season. Even though we're only about halfway through the season, this is just wishful thinking on my part, but I couldn't help but notice that right there in a playoff position was Sheffield Wednesday. You gotta understand something else. At the end of the season, the top two teams in the championship get automatically promoted to the Premier League. The next four teams, meaning the teams that finish third through sixth place in the championship, they have a little playoff, and whoever wins that playoff also gets promoted to the Premier League. And you know me, I'm a Sheffield Wednesday fan. I'm hoping Sheffield Wednesday makes it into the Premier League next season. That would be very exciting for me and a lot of people who are living in Sheffield and might be Owls fans. Oh, and I'd love to sit here and talk with you about football because I could do it all day. But I noticed that it's almost time for me to go, meaning it's almost time for me to go bake some cinnamon rolls. It's almost 2000 hours UTC. And as such, I feel it's necessary to remind you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. You can hear Dubious Goals Committee every day at 19:30, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day so you don't miss any of the crazy excitement we get around here. It is Saturday, and that means coming up next, right after I stop talking, you will be able to hear Barnacle and his excellent show, known as The Sound Show. It is a genre mix and discussion of just about anything he's got on his mind. Do not miss it. All right. As for me, I am gone. So, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.